May 27th through June 2nd. Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 25, Mark chapters 12 and 13, and Luke chapter 21. The Son of Man shall come. Remember to begin your preparation to teach by prayerfully reading Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 25, Mark chapters 12 and 13, and Luke chapter 21. Seek inspiration on your own, and then review this outline for additional ideas. Invite sharing. Make a list on the board of the Savior's parables found in this week's reading, such as the fig tree, the good man and the thief, the faithful and evil servants, the 10 virgins, the talents, and the sheep and the goats. Ask class members to share truths they learn from these parables that can help them prepare for the second coming of the Lord. What are they doing to apply these truths to their lives?
Teach the doctrine. Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verses 21 through 37. Prophecies about the Savior's second coming can help us face the future with faith. Signs of the Savior's second coming may be difficult for some class members to understand. It might help them to work in groups and identify signs they find in Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verses 21 through 37. It might also help them better understand the importance of these signs if they compare them to road signs. Why are road signs important? What does this suggest about the signs of the second coming? You might even give each group pieces of paper in the shape of road signs and invite them to write on each paper a sign that will precede the second coming. Let them share what they found, and invite the class to discuss evidence of these signs in the world today. In this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families, class members were invited to find counsel in these verses about how we can be not troubled during the events leading up to the second coming. See also the statement by President Thomas S. Monson and additional resources. Display a picture depicting the second coming. See the Second Coming Gospel Art Book number 66. And invite class members to share verses they noted in their personal study. Why is it a blessing to know about the events leading to the Savior's second coming? Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, and verses 38 through 55, Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. We must always be ready for the Savior's second coming. Even though the Savior has asked us to always be ready for His second coming, it's easy to become involved in daily life and not think much about it. The parables in Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, and 38 through 55, and Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, can help class members recognize the importance of being prepared for the second coming. Invite class members to find these parables and comparisons and share what they teach about being prepared for the second coming. Perhaps one or two class members can come prepared with a creative depiction of one of these parables. The parable of the 10 virgins can help class members reflect on their spiritual preparation to meet the Savior. Elder David A. Bednar gave one interpretation of the parable that could help. See additional resources. Class members could discuss what we can do in our daily lives to become fully converted to the gospel. Why must each of us experience conversion for ourselves? What does Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 56 through 57, add to our understanding of this parable? You might sing together hymns about the second coming and discuss the messages they teach. See additional resources. Matthew 25, verses 14 through 46. At the final judgment, we will give the Lord an account of our lives. The parable of the talents and the parable of the sheep and goats can inspire us to think about the account of our lives we will give to the Lord at the final judgment. You might read the parables together and invite class members to share one question the Savior might ask when we give an account of our lives. Provide time for class members to plan ways they will act on impressions they have received during the discussion. You may want to review with class members the definition of the final judgment found in Guide to the Scriptures, Judgment the Last, scriptures.lds.org. Then you could ask class members to review some scriptures about what the final judgment will be like, such as Alma chapter 5, verses 17 through 25. What do these scriptures inspire us to do to prepare for that day? To help class members find personal meaning in the parable of the talents, see Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Share some ideas or use an activity from the Parable of the Talents by Elder Ronald A. Rasband. See the Ensign, August 2003. To inspire a discussion about Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 40, you could invite class members to share examples of people who demonstrate the compassion described in these verses. Give them time to ponder who might need their service. What are some practical ways we can feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and visit the sick? Encourage learning at home. To encourage class members to read John chapters 13 through 17 during the next week, ask them to think about what they would say to a son or daughter just before he or she leaves on a mission. In John chapters 13 through 17, we will read the final instructions the Savior gave his disciples before his crucifixion.
Additional resources: Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 25, Mark chapters 12 and 13, and Luke chapter 21. Hymns about the Second Coming. Now Let Us Rejoice, hymns number 3. Come Ye Children of the Lord, hymns number 58. Come O Thou King of Kings, hymns number 59. I Believe in Christ, hymns number 134. And Joy to the World, hymns number 201. The Oil of Conversion. Elder David A. Bednar suggested this possible interpretation of the parable of the 10 virgins. Quote, "Consider the oil to be the oil of conversion." See Matthew 25, verses 4 through 9. Were the 5 wise virgins selfish and unwilling to share? Or were they indicating correctly that the oil of conversion cannot be borrowed? Can the spiritual strength that results from consistent obedience to the commandments be given to another person? Can the knowledge obtained through diligent study and pondering of the Scriptures be conveyed to one who is in need? Can the peace the gospel brings to a faithful Latter-day Saint be transferred to an individual experiencing adversity or great challenge? The clear answer to each of these questions is no. As the wise virgins emphasized properly, each of us must buy for ourselves. These inspired women were not describing a business transaction, rather, they were emphasizing our individual responsibility to keep our lamp of testimony burning and to obtain an ample supply of the oil of conversion. This precious oil is acquired one drop at a time, line upon line and precept upon precept, patiently and persistently. End quote. From Converted Unto the Lord, Ensign Orleona, November 2012. Fear not. President Thomas S. Monson said, quote, "Though the storm clouds may gather, though the rains may pour down upon us, our knowledge of the gospel and our love of our Heavenly Father and our Savior will comfort and sustain us and bring joy to our hearts as we walk uprightly and keep the commandments." My beloved brothers and sisters, fear not. Be of good cheer. The future is as bright as your faith. End quote. From Be of Good Cheer, Ensign Orleona, May 2009. Improving our teaching. Ensure that you are teaching true doctrine. Quote, "Continually ask yourself, how will what I am teaching help my class members build faith in Christ, repent, make and keep covenants with God, and receive the Holy Ghost?" End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 20.